Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, big day in Philadelphia sports. The Sixers get yet another crack at the NBA playoffs with Joel Embiid. To this point, never to the conference finals. By the way, reminder, only one conference finals appearance for the Sixers since the start of the 85-86 season. Devin, how old were you in June of 1985?
I'm zero.
Nothing.
-6.
It is unbelievable how bad it has been. Although ironic when you consider the Sixers have been a good team, you know, the last half decade or so. It's another shot at it. I call it the playoff. Some people call it the play-in. I call it both. It's a play-in and a playoff. It's the Sixers. It's the Heat. And from the Ringer right now joining us from the West Coast. He was busy last night watching games deep into the night. Of course, ultimately, Klay Thompson with a zero spot. We haven't even covered that yet today. Klay entering free agency it's really kind of sad.
Unbelievable.
Because a great career, a Hall of Famer, a four-time champion, he scored 0 points last night when the Warriors got eliminated. But from the West Coast, John's buddy, of course, from the Ringer, does a great job covering the NBA. Deep dive, Sixers Heat right now with Ryan Russillo. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Ryan? Thank you for joining us. Did you sleep?
Yeah, I get to sleep. And remember, the games are over earlier. So I know you're a huge Shogun guy, so I don't want to spoiler alert.
I am a huge Shogun guy, and I appreciate non-spoiler. I cannot wait to get watching on that.
But. Ryan, it also means you're up for us at 6:30 a.m., and we appreciate that.
Yes, very much. That's, we appreciate that.
All right, so, there's like a million ways to go here, but I sort of want to start almost at the finish line. Because this is the question everyone's been wondering, frankly, for years now, and we'll do it again. Will this year be different for the Sixers? We'll get into the Embiid and this and that, but like, Ryan, your outlook for the 76ers as they're about to embark on this thing, is this going to be different or same old, same old?
I think it's going to be the same. And it's really unfortunate because I've said this before, but I think all of us like Embiid. All of us want to like Embiid, you know? And we know that the different stages of the season that I don't need to repeat to the local market part of it. But when he came back, he didn't look very good physically. You know, he just looked a little thicker. He looked a little slower. He looked like he wasn't that interested in defense. And then literally like a week later after a couple games, I was like, okay, you can already see a dramatic improvement, you know, just getting that conditioning back.
Sure.
And it's just tougher for a bigger guy, especially with that kind of injury. And so I'm like, this is amazing. He's putting up huge numbers. He already physically looks like a much improved version of himself just in a matter of days. And then the Orlando game, how can anybody go, no, I'm in. Like, it's going to happen with those guys. And here's the thing. Like, I think if they get tonight, which they should, and I know everybody's kind of scared of Miami and has, like, heat PTSD from last year, but they're not as good, even though last year statistically, like, they almost still didn't even make it out of the play-in game. I would think that they get them tonight, and then it's a 7-2 against the Knicks, who probably became the 2 seed because everybody else was messed up. Like, this was a really weird drive to the final line for all these teams in the East. So, okay, you get Miami.
Oh, his phone just zapped out.
You get Miami.
We lost you there for a second, Ryan.
Ryan, go ahead. I'm sorry. We heard you say you get Miami, and then bang! You were going like Kaiser Soze. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, like this is part of the thing of like, what is it really? Does it mean that you've improved dramatically as a team because you beat Miami? Maybe you get through the Knicks, and it's like, okay, cool. And who knows? I mean, Milwaukee could be a mess. They might not have Giannis, like that whole thing. I just don't really know that the prospects are that different for this team because it's just hard to bank the Embiid that we saw in that Orlando game, even with this extra time off.
So Joel Embiid is healthier than he's been at any point in his career at this stage of the season, and now Nick Nurse is included in the equation. How much better does Nick Nurse make Joel Embiid, Ryan?
Well, Nick is awesome, okay? And I think you've probably seen that firsthand, that he just far more creative than a lot of guys. You know, for years, I think other teams had talked about him in Toronto being like, they kind of treat games like football more so than basketball and that. It's like, okay, let's try to be specific to the opponent. It's just hard to do that with 82 of these. But you're also going
amazing.
Up against the best.
It sounds
look,
perfect.
But you're also going. But you're going up against the best coach in the NBA in the Miami game. So,
yeah.
Look, it's
so
up
how
to
does
Joel.
It compare?
Like, Joel's going to have his, if he's healthy, like he's going to have his 30 and 15 and his 7 and his free throws, and he's going to be dominant. And like, you know, we'll talk about some of these guys in matchups. It's like, oh wow, this guard is really good defensively against this player. And then it's like that player ended up with 30 because they screened the guy off him the entire time. Like, we already know what to pencil Embiid in for. It's just going to be those closing moments of, you know, how is it set up? Do they find a way to get him to the free throw and open? You know, once he has that free throw catch, it's just such an easier thing for him. Like, it's a layup, but it just seems to be harder to set it up there when everybody knows exactly where he wants to be. He's on the side. I think that's what he can get into some trouble because they run these doubles at him, and it's up to everybody else to make a shot around him.
Ryan, we had a poll result earlier this week and a poll question on, and it was phrased this way: all things considered, who would you rather have for the game, Jimmy Butler or Joel Embiid? What would be your answer for this game tonight?
I feel like I'm going to regret this just because, like, Butler has looked about as disinterested as I've ever seen him. And then, you know, we saw what he did against Milwaukee, where those are like Jordan-esque type numbers in that series. And then Boston games 1 and 2 really kind of decided that series, even though Boston came back to tie it up. I'd rather be Joel, even with the injury thing, just because of the ceiling part of it. Miami is really messed up offensively, and they're especially messed up late. Like, they haven't shown me anything in a couple weeks here where I go, oh, all right, well, that's the thing that you can bank on. Like, Butler tried to get a couple switches against Kyrie against Dallas and didn't work. And he's like, all right, whatever, I'm out of here. And, like, didn't take another shot to close that game, I think, with, like, 6 minutes left. If Rozier is in, you know, he can create a little bit on his own. Hero can create. But there's just not a real continuity to them offensively. And so the Butler part of it, like, I just get sick of watching him for 6 months and then having everybody be like, oh, look out for playoff Jimmy, like he's a top five guy. Like, he even fell off a bit last postseason run after an absurd start to the whole thing. So I think Embiid's ceiling makes him the choice.
Ryan Russillo with us here. Ryan, let me ask you this question. The Joel thing, one of the things we've wondered for years is why he doesn't answer the bell at times. I mean, sometimes it's easy to say he's injured. But there are times like Game 4 versus Toronto in 2019, his stomach aches. Game 7 last year versus Boston. I mean, you could see it in the first quarter. You could see it on his face that he wasn't in it. Why do you think that happens to him?
He is first of all, I agree with you on some of this, that I think it looks a little different. But I think when you look at the league and how they prioritized players and positions, and there's even like a little bit of a Wembanyama thing here where it's like, okay, but is Wembanyama like game 7 of the Western Conference Finals? Like, are you running high screen, like pick and roll with Wembanyama to get him in his offense? And like, maybe you are, and that's how special he's going to be. I think for Embiid, there still needs to be like a bit of a setup to get him into what he wants to get into. And like, I've already mentioned it, like, you just know that there's a different effectiveness when it's like that catch at the free throw and he's dribbling and like, it's like, okay, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And if you send a double, like, I think he just operates a little bit better there, where there are moments where he still is like a traditional big, and he isn't because we understand how incredibly talented he is. But I think there's just times where it, like, he needs to be set up to operate offensively more so than a Jokic does, more so than Luka, certainly, who's probably the best guy in the league at getting into his office, more than SGA, more than even Giannis, who just, you know, it's not so much the most elite skill. It's just at this athleticism that's at another level. So I don't know if it's a personality thing because I don't know him. I'm not around the team. But I do think that he needs to be like his starting point needs some assistance because he's still a center. And I think that's what's happened to centers in the league.
Ryan, how much better is the rest of this Sixers team that's in place around Joel compared to previous years' postseason assemblages, you know, with Kyle Lowry now and Kelly Oubre and Buddy Hield? How much better are the rest of the Sixers, comparatively speaking?
It's funny. They've got some guys that haven't always been my favorite guys to watch. And boy, do they have a lot of them.
I'm guessing Kelly Oubre is definitely one of those dudes.
Oubre hasn't always been my favorite guy, I'll admit. But he's been incredible. Like, it, you know, at some point, there's
better
guys that are like, all
right. Right?
Cool. Yeah, like, I'll go cool month. You know, but this can't hold. And, you know, Oubre's still, like, not that old. And, you know, he's putting up almost 20 a game here, like, the last couple months. And they've needed it. You know, so I think that maybe it could be an argument of, like, hey, when Embiid was out, like, this team was not. So what are we actually talking about here? I mean, this is outside that the fact that Maxey has, for me at least, entered this territory of, like, hey, I need, like, a big-time shot. Can you give me some kind of look out of nothing? Can everything be a mess and you find a way to fix it? And I think Maxey's actually already one of those guys and obviously scoring a factor. Campaign looks like he wants to celebrate a three that cuts the lead to 9 in the second quarter.
Oh, man.
And I think Kyle Lowry should be banned.
Wow.
Banned?
Your phone just...
Banned from the league.
No,
yeah.
Why is that? Your phone zapped out. All right, so banned why?
Well, I mean, there's plays where there's no chance what's happening is actually what's happening. And the fact that I think the refs grandfathered him in on some of these calls.
Look,
so,
we'll take him here in Philly for the next 2 months.
They'll still give us the calls in the postseason. This is great.
Yeah, if he can coax it out of a ref, I'm not complaining for 2 months. Plus, this is Philadelphia's own. Kyle Lowry, Ryan. This is not the spot.
So you loved it when he did it with the Heat all those years.
I respected it. I didn't love it. I respect. All right, Ryan. Who wins the title? And is this Boston and Denver in the title? Who wins this thing?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Denver over. I just think the rest of the East is too hard to figure out. You know, Boston's this weird team because statistically their profile is like, hey, that team wins a title, and yet. I think some of the criticisms are fair about some of the closing stuff and the habits they can get into, but there's still some really good numbers in there as well. When I've watched Denver and Boston, and I know Boston could have won the game in Denver with Tatum hitting that three, but like I just didn't think Boston played that well. And I think this game is kind of simple in that when it's tight and it's the playoffs and everything's junked up and everybody knows what you're doing, can you find a way offensively to get a decent look? And Jokic... And I would say Doncic do that better than anybody in the league. And I like Denver's team. And I felt like when I watched those two matchups with Boston, that's really what it was. I was like, all right, so last couple minutes, like we're going to get better looks than you are because we have Jokic. And I think that's separation that's hard for Boston to close. I mean, granted, look, sports. So they're not like drastically better than them.
Yep.
But I think that part's significant. And it feels a little cocky, but that's how I feel.
All right, from The Ringer, of course, the podcast with The Ringer and just a tremendous career, Ryan Russillo. Ryan, we appreciate you jumping on the program today. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks,
all right, there
Ryan.
He is.
You're the greatest.
All right, back to the phones. Time's yours in a few minutes. Ron in Pottstown right now. Hi, Ron.
Hey, Joe, how you doing today?
Ron, we just got a national perspective that smacked John Ritchie down and told him to temper his expectations.
He said, how could you possibly believe?
And that came from one of John's good friends. You don't listen to me.
Wow.
Don't listen to us. But you know, Ryan Russillo says that maybe John will believe him. Look, I hope Ryan's wrong.
Way off.
There is a
yeah.
chance the Sixers
he sure
could
knows
do this
stuff.
But you know, all right, Ron, go ahead, buddy. What do you got today?
You were saying earlier about Jay Leno and Letterman. I never get to sit in the first row for anything, but I did get to sit in the first row for Jay Leno.
There you go.
Yeah, and that's it. I actually got to stand next to Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Jeez.
And,
wow.
Boy,
did you talk
beautiful.
To her at all?
No, no. She just stood shoulder to shoulder. I stood shoulder to shoulder with her, Joe. And, boy, she's a big woman. And, boy, is she slapped together.
I don't know how to respond to this. Like, I don't I don't know if big is a compliment or not a compliment.
Just no. She was very muscular. I was surprised how muscular she was. Wow, she could be like on a SWAT team for L.A. SWAT or something.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah, Catherine's
I did not realize
she was really, really impressive. But I was going to talk about baseball. You know, I was watching the Phillies last night, and, you know, being old and stuff, I still love baseball, but... this week was Jackie Robinson week, and there's nothing good about being old, really. There's nothing. It's horrible, horrible being old. But I was lucky enough to grow up in the 60s, and I was thinking about Jackie Robinson week. And one of the great things about growing up in the 60s is was all the black players in the 60s that I had the chance to see play. God, they had so many great players.
Ron, I know where you're going. At least I think I do. Look, the NBA and the NFL, there's no doubt there's a lot of African-American youths that have gravitated to basketball and football, and that lends itself to a lot of black players playing in the pros in those sports and less in baseball these days. There's no question.
Yeah, and I looked at the Phillies. I look around the Phillies, you see all the white faces.
It's all of baseball. It's not just, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's all of baseball. Right, and I think it's like 4% might be in the Major League Baseball of African-American players.
Listen, Ron, that's why when you hear of a program that, you know, donates balls and bats and gloves to inner-city kids, that's what that's about. That's about trying to get, you know, kids in inner-city more access to baseball. Look, it's also not the easiest sport to field. Like, you don't have pickup baseball. It's hard to get eight. Hey, let's get
too many guys.
My 18 guys together and let's go play a baseball game. Like that's hard to do.
And so you need gloves and a bat and all. Whereas a basketball is a basketball. Football is a football. I mean, I know you need to tackle and stuff if you're going there. But
so you know, Ron, I echo your sentiments. I too wish it was obviously more diverse.
So what about the idea of like they do in the Latin American countries, the Phillies, like in Venezuela, they had an academy. Why can't they do something like that in the inner cities? Kids who would like to try to go to an academy, who have an interest in baseball.
I don't know. I mean, we got schools. There's certain programs. It is what it is in that regard. All right, Ron, give me an answer. You can win the Aerosmith tickets. Give me a 4.
How about the song Four Sticks by Led Zeppelin?
You got it, my man. How about that? How about just Led Zeppelin?
I was going to say, or could have gone album 4, Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, with that, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now at the best price for 2 lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I'm going to give a quick shout-out to our Philadelphia Flyers. It was promising, it was disappointing, but it was more promising and disappointing. Black and orange is back. Thank you to Jonesy, Greer, Tortorella, and the Black and Orange fans. Thank you. What a season.
Hey, dude, it's the orange and black. It's not the black and orange. It's the orange and black. Let's just get that right to start. There was some good this year. Look, I'm telling you, the end to me is a more defining thing than how it went for the first 70 games, but you make of it what you want.
Awesome job, Ranger. You clearly are a diamond in the rough. Great job, Flyers. Even though the 8-game losing streak at the end showed you, there's nowhere to go but up. And lastly, Sixers, finish the job. Time's yours.
Well, yeah. Look, they got a long way to go. They got to start the job, but I hope so, too. We'll see.
Hey, Joe, that 107 yesterday, very good. Hey, I know a fellow that needs some help with his golf game. You know, this guy finished last at the Masters and is looking for a new teacher. Say the word, and I'll get you hooked up with Tiger. Put him back on his game.
Listen,
wow, that is what an affront. Talk about effrontery to Tiger. I mean, that's so rude. Like, what do we just do?
For Tiger to get lessons from me.
Yes.
Although, if he wants to pay me, I'll gladly leave the show.
You can afford it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll take some of Tiger's money, sure.
Reuben, you might have been a bonehead in the past or a tool, but you will always be delicious.
You look delicious.
And there it is. With that,
thank you.
We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to David. David calling from Plymouth Meeting. Good morning, David.
How are you guys? Good
Doing
to talk
well,
to you.
Thanks. You
I
too,
just want to show. I just want to show Ranger some utter fantastic love. Last night was great. It was just beautiful.
Tremendous.
It made me so happy. You know, I grew up watching Steve Carlton, and man, Rangers game last night was great.
David, if you would indulge me for one moment, hang on one second.
Yeah.
Ranger. Suave. Cuando tienes ganar un partido, Ranger, the man you want as your amigo.
There you go. Well,
nice addition to the board there.
Thank you.
That's good work. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love
it. Go to JoeConklin.com. That's Joe Conklin right there. Get yourself to JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com!
All right, go ahead, David. I'm sorry, buddy.
The other thing was you were talking yesterday about how amazing heart transplants are.
Yes, sir.
I had one. I had one 3 years ago.
Did you really?
Wow.
I did. I did. And just the idea, like you were saying, they took out my heart and put in a new one. And it's just wild. It's just so incredible to think that we can do that.
David, do you feel noticeably different now? Can you remember the way that you felt? I mean, is there any difference physically with a different heart in your chest?
Huge difference.
Wow.
Huge difference.
Wow.
I mean, what, I was, you know.
How do you describe the difference? What feels different?
My whole body is alive in a way that it wasn't. I mean, all of my organs, they weren't getting the oxygen they need. My whole body was just shutting down.
Oh, yeah.
And
wow.
it's just, I mean, for 10 years, it was a steady decline, and I'm just a different person. I'm just,
it's amazing.
It's incredible.
Good for you, man.
Wonderful.
Incredible.
David, you ever watch the movie Return to Me? It's about a heart transplant?
No.
You should watch it, man.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's
it
good.
Out.
Got David Duchovny and Minnie Driver. It's a good movie. All right.
Oh, nice.
All right, David, we got to turn too quickly here, man. Give us a four.
My favorite moment in baseball, the Grand Slam.
Oh, the Grand Slam.
Answer.
That's another one. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer. We've had big answers.
I think it's Mount Rushmore.
I don't necessarily. Mount Rushmore's big. Four Seasons.
Four Seasons was good.
Four Horsemen.
Awesome.
Like
the
that.
Four characters in Seinfeld. 4th of July. Calling out that's four when you're golfing and you hit an errant shot. 4th and 26. John, what do you think?
I like the four in golf, too. 4th and 26 is
You
amazing.
Love the number four, man. You really do.
Devin, what do you think?
Ooh. I like the four in golf because it's, like, fun to just yell four.
Yep, it is.
So might have to go with that
Rhea,
one.
What do you got?
Four, so, yeah, it's either that
I'm
or,
voting Mount Rushmore.
Or
well,
the
you're,
Grand
you're done,
Slam.
James. Mount Rushmore's
out. Yeah, the Grand
out.
Slam was good.
I thought that was fun. That was unique.
All right, so Grand Slam's good.
That is really good.
Yeah.
I like Grand Slam also.
I like
I'm
the,
open
I like
to
the
a
Four
Grand
Horsemen.
Slam. I think, jeez.
John, you always
was the
anyone.
Line all those years ago?
It's
death,
in the Bible,
death,
man.
Death and petulance and what
yeah,
were the four
we got
things?
The four horsemen. That is pretty
famine.
Official.
Famine.
It's dark, though. Like, what, it's not a very
yeah,
fun
it's
answer.
It's what the Sixers are bringing to the Heat tonight.
Death. Pestilence,
a weird
famine,
spin on that.
And
yeah,
I vote against
there.
That
I'm,
one.
I'm,
I vote
I'm,
against the
yeah.
four horsemen.
I'm with James on this one. It's a little dark.
It is, yeah, awful to think about.
You want the Four Seasons, 4th of July, or the Grand Slam? We're four!
Grand Slam.
Fine.
Grand Slam.
Grand Slam is great.
All right, congrats to David. Last answer is the winning answer. Have a great
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.